back to wrap things up with you. Don't forget, top of the hour, we have Bills and the Jets, Monday Night Football. As I said, a lot going on this evening around the state of Florida. A big halftime score from Travis Powell Stadium. That's a district title game. Miami New Orleans leads American Heritage 20-10. So the Vikings, after rebounding after the Heritage, the loss to Chaminade with a win at Coco, and certainly a big win here will give them the district title. And most likely this is the first of two games because they'll probably be right back at Travis Powell Stadium in week three of the state playoffs. Speaking about that, a lot of games that are being taking place and a lot of contests throughout the state this evening. Nobody has a pulse on the, especially South Florida, as far as the teams of Charles Fishbein from Elite Scouting Services. He's kind enough to join us. Charles, thanks so much for taking the time on a Monday.
Thank you, man. It's great to be on.
You know, Charles, the one thing is, you know, you look every year, and I was thinking about this today, with the exception, obviously, Cortez Mills has been hurt most of the year, but with the exception of a Joshua Moore and a Ben Hanks, 2025 has a bunch of players that really don't, in my estimation, haven't made that move to, like, dominate. Every other class, you look at 24, 23, they've always had those one, two players that have shot out. But this year, it seems like beyond, as I said, beyond Hanks and Moore down here, I mean, you have a lot of kids, obviously, that play. You know, the Mari Wallace was hurt. So that kind of Bryce Fitzgerald, who's a tremendous football player. What do you think? Is it come to that where there's so much parity and, you know, these kids all are basically, you know, all at the same level?
I just think when you lose a Jeremiah Smith, who you've seen do a great job at Ohio State, and these guys made an impact early on. I mean, I remember watching Jeremiah Smith at Monsignor Pace as a freshman and Trader and these guys that all came up together. When you lose them, there's always going to be a drop-off for a year or two. It happened with Dalvin. It happened with when Dalvin and Yerby and Sony and all those guys left. So it's not really surprising. It goes in cycles. I don't think it'll be anything different. You know, we always hear the talent level's gone down, and then all of a sudden you have a year like last year where there's so many talented guys. It always comes back around. But, you know, the state's loaded this year. It's just not loaded down here in South Florida like it's been in years past.
Right. But then you advance to 2026 and you have guys like Justice Fitzpatrick, Derek Cooper, who's done a great job. I mean, one of the best, Calvin Russell from Northwestern, Dia Bell. I mean, all those guys are upper echelon players. Javari Flowers, certainly, from Northwestern with a lot of the speed that he has. As you said, it probably it's cyclical because maybe the 2025 class is pretty good around the state, but maybe not as strong South Florida-wise. The 26 class is definitely strong in South Florida.
Well, I mean, Derek Cooper from Chaminade, you know, you and I had the chance to watch him this spring. And, you know, Derek Henry's probably going to end up in the Hall of Fame. But when you look at Derek, he's very similar, you know, big kid, very big and physical kid. You saw him last week against St. Thomas break off the 70-yard run. Calvin Russell, these guys look different. You know, the ones that are really special look different. They look different early on. But Russell, you got J-Rock at Chaminade. There's a lot of very good players. It's just they're in the younger classes. It happens. For years I've always heard after Bosa's left St. Thomas that you'll never have these guys again. But South Florida always seems to replenish itself.
Yeah, but you look at Justice Fitzpatrick, Minka Fitzpatrick's brother at St. Thomas. This kid's a big-time kid, not as a corner where he's playing now, but the kid's a big-time safety-type prospect. He's 6'2", he's 190. What do you think of like him? Because, I mean, he's obviously been around the game all his life, been taught very well, and now at St. Thomas he's being coached up a little bit. What do you like about his game?
He's just a big you meet him in person. We saw him at Media Day this year. He just looks different. Like I said, the guys that are elite players, when they walk in that room, they act different. They walk different. They talk different. They just are. And he's one of those special talents. I think, you know, even if his name was something else other than Fitzpatrick, he'd still be one of the top rated players down here. A lot of times you see guys that, you know, people go, oh, well, he's a family member, so he's getting overhyped. But this Fitzpatrick's pretty darn good as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Charles Fishbein joins us. Elite Scouting Services does an awesome job. Also has a lot of games that he films throughout the course of the year. DJ Pickett, a big-time kid, obviously committed to LSU, you know, a pure safety kid, great bloodlines. What do you think of him?
DJ is probably one of the top corners I've seen since I've been doing this the last 20 years. When you look at the Antonio Cromarties, you look at the Patrick Petersons, you look at the Vernon Hargraves, I think he's in that echelon group of top corners, impact players as a freshman. When we saw him this spring, you just don't see guys with his size, his length, his ability to change direction. He's very fluid. He could play corner. That's the craziest thing. This is a guy that could play corner at 6'4", and he's a legit 6'3", 6'4". He's not one of those guys you hear that he's real tall, and you show up and he's only 6'1". He's super tall, length, rangy. I mean, this spring when we saw him at even 7-on-7 events, teams stopped throwing his way because he basically shut half the field down. His ability to cover half the field, you could put him at corner, and defensive coordinators could basically double cover the other top receiver on the other side. Just put him on an island. He's kind of like Revis Island back in the days when Revis played for the Jets.
Right. All right, before we let you go, here's a kid that you and I have watched, Byron Lewis. And I'm bringing up his name because tonight against Norland in the opening quarter, ran 37 yards for a touchdown. And he opened the second half with a 77-yard run to close the gap to 2017. Talk about him.
Byron, I think, is kind of under the radar. You know, he's a guy that, you know, when I went to watch him this spring, you're like, all right, he's highly rated. But then you just watch the way he practices, the way he carries himself. He wants to be good. You know, the ones that work hard, we talk about it all the time. You could have the talent, but effort's something that was not given to you. It's something that you have inside of you. And Byron works very hard. He's a hardworking kid, and he's tough. He'll take the 3-4 yard gain, and then later in the game, he busts off that 70-yard run. He wears you out. He's got very good feet. He's got very good vision. I think he's a back that could go and play as a freshman at Florida State. He's committed to the Seminoles. I think he's someone that could be very good early on and eventually have a pro career.
Yeah, no doubt. Charles, I can't thank you enough, brother. Thank you so much. As always, you're very knowledgeable, and you get a chance to see a lot of film because you guys film a lot of games. How many teams do you film?
Well, when you count JV, middle school, and some Pop Warner, it's probably over about close to 80, 85 schools now. So,
okay, well, in the next coming 2 years, I'll be the first one to put your son out as a prospect. class of 2027 and quarterback, baseball player, Ethan Fishbein, don't forget. Charles, thanks so much, man. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. Take it easy. Bye.
Yep, I will. That's going to do it. Great show. Thank you so much for listening. Again, if you need any of the interviews this evening, go to WQAM.com, top of the page. Podcast, Danny, thanks so much. Stay tuned. Bills and Jets coming up.